Cliff.
Hello.
How do you do?
Very well.
Just played in Chicago last night. It's nice.
We did, yeah. We did a concert with Electric Light Orchestra. Susie Quatro was also on the bill. Yeah, uh-huh. Three bands. It was good. It was all right. Yeah, we had a good time.
Good response from the audience?
Yeah, they were sort of small but appreciative, you know. There weren't quite as many people as everyone had expected, but the ones that were there enjoyed themselves, you know, which is what counts, I guess.
The band's undergone some changes since the last time you were here.
Many changes, yeah. In actual fact, Dick is actually the only original member of the original IF, you know. That was about 200 light years ago, I think.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. It feels like
yeah. I joined about a year and a half after the band started.
Uh-huh.
So I've been with the band about 2.5 years. We've got a new guitar player called Jeff Whitehorn, new keyboard player, Gabriel Magno, and a bass player, Walt Monahan.
Our band's about 8 months old. Isn't
about
it,
8 months
band?
Old, yeah.
How much has the sound changed?
Well, we've got rhythm guitar now, for a start, which we never had with the old band.
Yeah.
The original guitar player of the band never used to play any rhythm, so it's a funkier band now.
Uh-huh.
More rock-oriented, I think, you know.
A little less jazz.
A lot less jazz.
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only real jazz is sort of coming from Dick, isn't it?
Yeah, but you write in, I mean, you listen to a lot of jazz.
Oh, yeah.
The things you write in Chiswick High Road and Borrowed Time are quite...
Sure.
They're not sort of ordinary rock lines, are they?
No, but I mean from a sort of performance, sort of solo point of view.
Yeah.
I mean, whereas before it was like Quincy and you and
sure,
Terry.
Right.
That's mainly you, I think.
Yeah.
You do a lot of the writing, Cliff?
I do, yeah. Do quite a bit, yeah.
What instrument do you play?
I play drums. Try writing a tune on a drum kit. Boom, boom. I play a bit of piano as well.
Uh-huh.
You know? They don't let me play on stage, though. So.
Yeah.
I tried to.
Not too many drummers who do writing.
Well, I don't know, actually. Jim Capaldi of Traffic used to write a lot.
Yeah.
Billy Cobham does a lot of writing. I think there are a few drummers, you know. Yeah. A very strange breed, us drummers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim Capaldi, did he write all the lyrics with Winwood? Or does
no, he wrote some whole songs. He wrote some music
yeah?
as well, yeah.
Because they're great songs.
Yeah, he's very into writing. Yeah. Dick writes quite a lot as well, you know. And Jeff, the new guitar player in the band, has co-wrote one of the tunes on the new album with me. You know, there's definitely promise in Jeffrey's writing.
Yeah.
He's the baby of the band. Yeah.
Who have you played with before you came to IF?
I was with a rock and roll band called the Roy Young Band. They were very big in London area, and quite a lot of England.
Fulham.
And especially Fulham, oh yeah.
That's yeah. where he lives.
I was with them for about 2 years, you know. They were just sort of a touring band more than a recording band, you know.
Uh-huh.
We were on the road all the time. We lived on the road, in fact. I was with them for about 2 years, and I got offered the gig with IF, so I promptly joined. That was about 2.5 years ago.
Too much touring with IF?
Yeah, we've done a lot, yeah, but more recording as well than I did before, you know. I mean, the band's now on its sixth album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One that'll be released very shortly.
Yeah, right, the new album, which is called Not Just Another Bunch of Pretty Faces, plug.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons, yeah. Will be released in a matter of days, in fact. Yeah, momentarily, yeah. We're very pleased with the album, you know. We took quite a long time recording it. Did quite a lot of...
Sure did, yeah.
Did it in a lot of different studios, sort of between gigs and tours and concerts and things. But the end product we're reasonably pleased with, you know.
Yeah, we've taken our time over this one to try and get it right, you know.
Try and get it right, yeah.
Which we never did before. It was always a bit rushed, you know,
uh-huh.
with material and that. But this time we found we had more material than we needed, which is a good thing. You can choose.
Yeah.
Mm. The cover's very good as well, actually. Oh, I think it's about. Pun?
I haven't seen it.
No,
it's
right.
It's horrifying, man.
Yeah, it's really funny. Yeah, it's quite amusing. You know, if covers in the past with the exception of not the last album, but the one before, Waterfall was a nice cover. But I think the other covers are a bit dull, weren't they?
Mm.
But this one's quite amusing, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Waterfall was your last album before this
one? No, the last album was called Double Diamond.
Yeah.
The that one before Double Diamond was Waterfall.
Those were both on Metro Media.
They were, yeah. The new one's on Capitol. Yeah. Back to Capitol. The first three albums are on Capitol. And now we're back with them again. Back to the womb and all that, you know.
Uh-huh. How long are you in the States this time?
How long are we going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been here about 4 weeks now, and I think we've got another 4 or 5 weeks to go of this tour.
Mm-hmm.
Then we take a short break for sanity reasons.
Or sanitary.
Sanitary reasons. Yes, as well, yeah. Do the laundry, you know. We go back to England for a couple of weeks. Then we come back for another 12-week tour, would you believe?
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going to give it a good bash this time with the album out.
Keeping busy.
Which is great, you know. Yeah. I want to work.
Yeah, we like America, you know. The scene in England is... The scene in England is very, very strange, you know. The sort of the top 40 thing reigns supreme in England, you know, much more than it does over here.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Probably because of the radio.
Yeah, right. Well, it's, mm-hmm. I mean, commercial radio is just starting now, you know, but it's going to be a while before commercial radio really gets going in England, you know. And then things might start happening, you know.
It's all your Gary Glitters and Alvin Stardusts and all that in England, you know.
Uh-huh.
Complete bring down, man.
Record Buy and Public are about 13, you know. It's quite remarkable.
So it would seem, yeah.
But we like working in America. The audiences are receptive, knowledgeable. You know, they seem to know what they want to listen to, and they listen intently, you know. You can lay more music on the American audiences, I think, you know, than you can on the English audiences. It's good. So we don't mind being here for long spells.
You've played with some American bands too. You mentioned some touring with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, we did a club in Atlanta, Georgia called Richards, which is a great club, you know, with Lynyrd Skynyrd. We had a sort of a double billing with them for a week. Had a great time. Like a party for a week, wasn't it? It's great. We played with Zappa, Freddie King, It's a Beautiful Day. We played with the James Gang.
Right.
On one of the other tours. Yeah. So we played with a few American bands.
You've toured the rest of Europe too, haven't you? You've mentioned you've been to Germany.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
We
Italy. Yeah. That was your first gig at the
Italy
band, wasn't
was
it?
Italy was my first gig, yeah.
Which was a gas, actually. It was nice out there.
We played with Eloy.
Uh-huh.
The band I saw on your playing sheet, they're quite big in Germany, I guess. You know, they were sort of up and coming when we played with them. You know, they were
sort of a tall sound.
Yeah.
From the album.
They were. They did a sort of tour with us. You know, we had quite a good time actually. They were quite nice guys. You know, a lot of partying and things.
Yeah.
And Nectar, another band, you know, who have sort of just come into their own recently. We did a tour with too in Germany.
An English band?
There was sort of like an English band who decided to live in Germany, you know. Yeah. They were very good actually, Nectar. Had a big light show and a whole sort of thing, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's quite a scene happening in Germany nowadays.
Like, well, there always has been, really.
A lot of festivals.
Yeah. I mean, in the early days of like, of your rock and roll and the Beatles and Tony Sheridan and King Size Taylor, and I mean way, way back, it all started in Germany, in places like Hamburg and the clubs and things. It's always really been a happening scene, Germany.
Uh-huh.
You know, all right from the very beginning, really.
A lot of English bands going over the tour?
Yeah, there were. I think not so much now, because America's become the place to go and tour, you know, for the sort of financial thing. It's obviously more rewarding in America. It's a much bigger place, you know, you don't run out of country so quick. But Germany has always been a very, very big place for bands to go to, you know.
Now there's some English bands who are going even to Japan. Deep
yeah,
Purple.
Right. Who is it? UFO, who are a band that are quite big, and another English band that are big in Germany, got sort of hits in Japan. Deep Purple are huge in Japan. There's quite a few bands making it over there now.
ELP goes out there, doesn't
it? Yeah, it's a whole new market, you know.
Yeah.
They've always been very into jazz, I think, out there. You know, I've heard of people like Art Blakey going out there and Horace Silver and being really well received, you know, surprised that people knew their music so well. It's quite interesting, that.
What kind of jazz background do you come from?
Well, a jazz background, you know. Just playing clubs, and I work with a lot of American musicians in Ronnie Scott's club in London, which is a pretty good jazz club.
One of the best over there.
Yeah, it is. Well, the best, really. You know, as anywhere else, there's not a lot of jazz being sold, but Ronnie manages to keep it going. And they have all the jazz artists through there. Yeah, I did a tour with Cannonball Adderley of England, which is nice. Yeah.
Who are some of the musicians you listen to?
Oh, I have listened. I suppose mainly people like Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, Charlie Parker. That's really where I come from, you know. Roland Kirk, hence the flaunting, which everyone says is Ian Anderson, but they should listen to Roland Kirk a bit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're bound to get that. If you do all that humming thing on the flute in a rock band, you're obviously going to be, bam, Ian Anderson, you know, it's fair enough, I suppose.
What instruments do you play besides flute and sax?
Flute, tenor, alto and soprano now.
Uh-huh.
Just got the alto. Got it in a pawn shop for $60. No way of doing that in England, man.
Yeah.
That's really great. I don't know, it's so great for the guy who had to sell the alto, but it's great for me. Yeah. It's good, actually, the alto on stage, isn't it?
Yeah.
It cuts without being too squeaky, you know.
Uh-huh.
The soprano tends to get a bit snake charmerish sometimes, you know. I like the alto.
What are your plans when you come back to England?
Well, we're only going to be there for 2 weeks, so we'll just sleep, I guess, and, you know, do the laundry, like I say, then we'll be back again. But I think we're hoping to do a tour later in the year, a proper tour of England, which would be a gas. Because it's sort of unknown in your own home, you know. We haven't worked there for 2.5 years, something like that now.
Been on the road most of that time?
Yeah, mostly in the States. Couple of tours of Germany.
Is your album being released in England?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not too sure what the label is yet. I don't think Lou knows, does he yet?
I don't know whether we're supposed to say things like that, actually, because I don't know whether the contracts have been signed. I think it's going to be Gower Records, but I don't know. It really depends on a few final details. You know. They're a new label that the guy who started it is a very good record man. It's a break away from another company, you know. And he's very into the band. We're sort of sorting things out at the moment.
It's an English band I heard recently called Hatfield and the North.
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with them.
No.
Yeah.
What was the name of that band?
Hatfield in the North.
Yeah?
Hatfield in the North is a road sign, you know.
Yeah.
When you're going out of London up to the M1, you see a road sign that says Hatfield in the North, you know. It's quite amusing.
Good one, yeah.
I suppose it's funny if you don't know, but
obviously the guys in the band have passed it a million times.
That's like, it's the route, you know, like when you go on the road in England, it's always up the M1, which is towards the north, and you always see the sign Hatfield in the North. So that's quite sort of an in-joke to have a band called Hatfield in the North.
Uh-huh.
They did some gigs with a friend of mine, actually, Kevin Coyne. I don't know if you've heard of Kevin Coyne over
he's
here.
He's just had an album released here.
Yeah, well, he's had a lot of albums released in England, actually.
Yeah.
Well, you got the latest double album, did you? With Marjorie Razorblade and all that on it?
Just a single album.
Is it a single album?
Yeah, Marjorie Razorblade.
Maybe the other one was the double album. Yeah, an old friend of mine, Ricky Dodd, is playing tenor with him. And they did some gigs with Hatfield in the North, you know, on the bill. They're not sort of particularly hot in England, I don't think. You know, they're just sort of, they're doing the circuit.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I don't really know a great deal about them. You know, they're just another one of the sort of 50 bands that form every month, and who knows, you know,
right,
who's going to come through and who isn't, you know. Did you like the Kevin Coyne album?
Not too much.
Yeah. It's a live thing. It's a whole sort of cult following in London, you know.
Uh-huh.
Everyone goes to his gigs, and I mean, everyone knows all the monologues off by heart and everything, you know. He's a real character. He used to work in a funny farm.
Uh-huh.
You know. And apparently from time to time between tours he goes back to the funny farm and does sort of free concerts and social work and things. He's a real weird character. And does all those sort of, like Marjorie Razor played.
So I've only heard a little bit of that album. It sounded really weird.
It's very bizarre, yeah. It's one of his monologues, you know.
Uh-huh.
The band does a lot of blues and things on stage too. It's good live, actually. It's very entertaining, you know. Yeah.
What sort of band is Hatfield and the North then?
They're a bit like Soft Machine.
Mm. Yeah?
Instrumental jazz.
Really?
They're not quite, I don't think they're quite as hip as Soft Machine, are they? I think they're sort of a level down, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the new Soft Machine though, with the guitarist.
Oh, with the one out of
Alan Holdsworth,
yeah.
Right.
And of course, is it Passo's singing with him now? No, he's not. I'm getting confused. Who is Passo going to go with?
Yeah, someone that we know.
Yeah.
Can't remember now.
Mike Pano.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a nice cat, man.
Yeah.
Quite a character as well.
The new Soft Machine. John Marshall's on drums, right?
Yeah. Yeah, John Marshall, Carl Jenkins.
Yeah.
Plays the oboe, and I guess sax as well, is he?
Uh-huh.
No, he's an oboe player. And keyboards as well.
Yeah, that should be good, actually, because Alan Holdsworth is an amazing player. He's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard him on the Tempest album.
Yeah, right. And that didn't last very long, did it? Tempest.
No. They put out a new album.
Yeah, must be almost a new band because Paul Williams, the singer, left.
Uh-huh.
And Alan left. I think they got Ollie on guitar, have they?
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, there's a guy called Ollie that was in Pato. I think he's now with Tempest. Big shuffle round.
Yeah. Mike Oldfield's making it quite big here.
Yeah, very nice. It's nice to see that sort of thing happen, actually, you know, because when we were doing our last album in England, Mike Oldfield had just finished recording his album at the same studio, The Manor,
uh-huh.
You know, and we got to hear it before it was released, and we really liked it. Of course, no one really thought it was going to do anything because it was so uncommercial, you know,
right.
And it just happened to sort of catch, you know, which is great. I mean, they've even got a single version out now.
Uh-huh.
A very badly edited version of the album, but nevertheless, it's sort of doing the job, I guess. You know,
that's beautiful music, that. Yeah,
he's got a new album coming out shortly. He's just finishing a new album.
Don't know how he's going to follow that Tubular Bells.
Yeah,
take some following, won't it?
Sure.
Remember when I heard that at the Manor? I couldn't believe it.
Mm, very nice album.
What do you think the current music is going towards?
Go anywhere, couldn't it, you know, really. I don't know. I think that these days there seems to be a place for everything, you know, and all the different sort of musical forms seem to sort of take their turn, really, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everyone's queuing up for a shot, you know. what do you say, really? I mean, the current trend is with live bands these days is very sort of rock and roll-y oriented. I mean, real rock and roll, you know. Like, I mean, we've been playing with Electric Light Orchestra, you know. I mean, there's a lot of rock and roll in their music. Like, Susie Quattro was on the bill last night. That's really just sort of playing old rock and roll with a new face, you know.
Uh-huh.
We played with Foghat in South Bend, Indiana, which is just rock and roll, really, you know. I mean, these bands are sort of a current sort of good drawing bands, you know, but I mean, there are lots of other things coming up, you know. Like, say yourself, people like Hatfield in the North, which is very un-rock and roll.
Right.
And sort of Todd Rundgren, you know, which is very good music, very nice music. So, I mean, who's to say, really, you know? Who's to say?
Rundgren's got quite an amazing stage show, too, if you got
yeah. I saw him on a Midnight Special. Mm. I was very, very impressed.
Yeah, it was very good, actually. I like that.
Very impressed.
Do you use a synthesizer in your band?
We don't. We did on one of the albums, didn't we?
Yeah, we took one on the road, but it's very difficult. They, you know, they don't travel very well.
Mm-hmm. kept scrambling it up.
Yeah.
You know. We're thinking of getting one again, actually. But I don't know, you know. May happen, may not happen.
Synthesizer's changing music a bit.
Yeah, a lot, actually, I think. You know, it's, some people, like Stevie Wonder, for example, has used it very, very well, you know. Some bands have done a lot with it, and other bands have just used it because it's a synthesizer, you know. And I'm not quite sure whether the fact that so many people have been using it will just make it go out of fashion very quickly, you know, or whether bands will find new things to do with it.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too, really. But
that's a beautiful sound.
Yeah.
You're coming back to Chicago?
Hope so. Really enjoy Chicago. It's a nice place.
Yeah, we've
done
some
several
good gigs
times before.
We have, yeah.
First gig we ever did in Chicago was in the Aragon Ballroom. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Amazing place, man. Yeah. It's great, though. Richie Havens concert. We were one of the support bands.
Uh-huh.
That was great. Really good. The audience here has always been good to us. They were last night. Really went down well.
Mm. Chicago audiences are good, you know. They let you know how they feel. Which is nice.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. I can't really think of anything else to say. Except thanks for having us on, and hope to see you again soon.
Okay, thanks for coming on.
Thanks a lot.
Dick Morrissey and...
Cliff Davis.
Cliff Davis from IF. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.